It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 48. I just wanted to say, if I haven't said it before, which I think I have, but I just really appreciate all you guys. I've continued to have a lot of really good feedback, and it just makes me feel really good when you guys tell me that you guys enjoy the show. I don't know. I'm being cheesy, I know. Also, just wanted to say that sometimes I don't always ask questions about stories. I just kind of let it happen and let my brain decide what the paranormal activity could be or what my thoughts are. But on some of these stories, I reach back out because the one last week, especially about the cuts and the faces, I reached back out to that person and I was like, I really just realized that that whole situation is terrifying. Are you okay? Like, I mean, I get to reading all of your paranormal stories and I love every single one of them. Sometimes I don't really realize the situation until I'm rereading it out loud. And then I'm like, holy shit, that is so scary for this person or that person, whomever. It's scary. And these are people's real life stories. And I think that's just something else that you kind of have to keep in mind. Like, while this is for entertainment purposes, it's also for people to tell their story and get their story heard so that they can also get help, hopefully, if they need it. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on because today is May 31st. It's the last day of May. And it's also you May 31st baby's birthday. So you know what that means. It's time to read from the birthday book. And here we go.
Happy birthday.
Many of those who do not know them well can be bewildered by the apparent inconsistency of those born on this day. They can be enthusiastic about a new venture at one moment and almost doctrinaire in their upholding of traditional values at the next. Similarly, their tendency to alternate between exuberant optimism and dark pessimism can make these people difficult to know and understand. Such seemingly conflicting patterns of behavior reflect their prodigious imaginative power, a gift that can have both positive and negative influences. While their strong imagination endows May 31st people with enormous innovatory potential, it also bestows on them the ability to see all sides of an issue, thereby sometimes making them indecisive or reluctant to take potentially disastrous risks, instead opting for the safer, more static option. Yet once convinced of the veracity of a particular course of action, May 31st people will typically pursue it with directness and great capability, devising ingenious means of overcoming any obstacles in their path and gearing themselves towards influencing others by their work and vision. Because they are independent in both thought and action, those born on this day fare best when unconstrained by the rules and regulations of others. They are especially attracted to artistic pursuits, but may find fulfillment when engaged in humanitarian work. They are generous of their time and attention in both their professional and personal relationships, provided, that is, that they do not feel trapped or stifled by the demands of others, a propensity that is particularly pronounced in men born on this day. Their virtues are individualistic, pragmatic, innovative. Their vices are jealous, authoritarian, capricious. So happy birthday again to you, May 31st, babies, rounding out the month. And we are going to move on to our stories.
This comes from NurseBit on Reddit.
I live in the UK and have been a qualified nurse since 2018. I specialize in stroke rehabilitation, but also work in a private nursing home from time to time to earn some extra money. About 6 months ago, a new resident moved into the home. We'll call her Jenny, for palliative care of her terminal bowel cancer. While with us, Jenny found out that not only had her bowel cancer spread to her liver and lungs, but she also had brain metastasis and had only a few months left to live. After about 2 months with us, she started really freaking out when we would help her back into her room in the evening and get her comfortable for the night. She used to shout to us, "Be careful of the children," or "Don't fall into the river." When asked what she was talking about, she explained to us that she could see a river flowing through her room and lots of children playing in it. She wasn't necessarily scared of the children. She just didn't want us to stand on them and hurt them. The doctors and nurses all believed that she was hallucinating due to the brain metastasis and the amount of opioid medication she was on. And we all made sure we didn't stand where she was pointing to, so we didn't stand on the children that she could see. A couple of months ago, Jenny passed away peacefully, and I hadn't thought about the children or the river ever since. 2 weeks ago, a new resident moved into Jenny's old room. We will call her Sarah. I would like to point out that Sarah didn't live here when Jenny was here. They have never met, and nobody would have ever mentioned Jenny to Sarah. Sarah's first week with us passed, and she was settling in well until the other night when we tried to take her back to her room for the night and she refused. She said she was not ever going back in that room because she couldn't sleep due to all the noise, and she didn't like how close they all got. We asked her what she meant, as the home was very quiet at night, and she said, "Jenny." I froze. I again asked her what she meant, and she said, "Jenny and the children make so much noise when they're playing, and it keeps me up all night." I was in absolute shock, and have had trouble going to that room since. I've always been a skeptic, but I can't see any other logical explanation for this. I have asked other staff, and nobody has mentioned Jenny or the children in the river to Sarah. Somebody please tell me that there is an explanation for this. Why is there a river and children? It makes me wonder if before that nursing home was built there, if maybe there was some kind of river and children played in it. Obviously, maybe they passed away. I don't know. But here's where my brain is going. This was probably a long time ago. Then the nursing home came along. And then Jenny, she was about to pass away anyway. So the children came to her maybe to kind of comfort her. And so now it makes me wonder if Sarah is about to pass away because now she is seeing Jenny and the children. But still, it's all very weird, but that's the most logical paranormal explanation that my brain can make. I don't really have a logical one other than maybe it's a hallucination. Maybe Jenny is the paranormal part, but the children and all that are the hallucination, and she's making Sarah hallucinate. I don't know. I'm really going pretty far out on this one, but I'll stop. I'll let you think about it. And if you have an idea, let me know. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from MikoGamer2 on Reddit.
I swear, I saw a ghost last night. I was in bed, talking to myself, because I do that when I can't sleep. And suddenly, I see a white thing near my door. It wasn't like a human, more like a shape. It was white, and the height was somewhere up to my doorknob. I literally didn't move a millimeter. I was watching it move slightly left and right, and then it went towards the wall. But not even being able to reach the wall before it disappeared. It was so scary. I don't know how I fell asleep after it. And it wasn't a hallucination. I have had those before due to lack of sleep. And they feel much different from this. This one felt real. Well, that's pretty spooky. The fact that they have had hallucinations before and they seem to know the difference is kind of reassuring that it is a paranormal thing. I don't know what. It's almost like it's a short lady in white or a half of a lady in white. I don't know. I know they're saying it's not human, but more like a shape. Maybe it's like alien. I don't know. I mean, has this ever happened to any of you guys? Please let me know. And as always, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.